I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2, Part 2, with the hilarious, the warm, the witty, and the refreshingly honest Rosie Ramsey.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Thank you.
Honestly, I'm having such a nice time.
Me too. Isn't this nice? I wish we had cocktails. It's too early. Just.
Is it?
No, never. Never in my life.
We'll have to set up a little Zoom date with cocktails.
I know, yeah.
Sorry, just taking a drink of my... I had a really bad sleep last night, so I'm walloping these supplements. I'm pretty off me nut.
Oh, good for you. Hey, why not?
So, but just before, we talked loads about your career and loads about your sort of professional accolades, which are super, super impressive. But I'm going to hazard a guess that one of your biggest achievements and accomplishments in life has to be being a mummy to Robin.
Oh, yeah.
Look at you.
Oh, do you know what? Like, he's a pain in the arse most days, but bloody hell, I love him. Like, God, I love him so much. Oh, it's crazy. I love him so much. But it's the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
Yeah.
It's really bloody hard, but it's mint. Yeah.
But you can see that, Rosie. Like, it just, like, leaps out of the screen when I'm looking at your posts on social media. I seen something the other day about him having glasses.
Oh, I know. Vicky. That was, honestly, he's blind as a bat in his left eye. I swear, we took him to the hospital and they cover the good eye. They'd put like some sunglasses on where one eye's covered and the other one's like nothing in it. He was doing the test, looking at the letters and pointing at on a bit of paper. Couldn't do it. He couldn't see a thing.
Oh.
And I was like, how long have you been blind in one eye and just going around with like coping fine with the other eye? So gets his glasses on Tuesday, I think. So, like, in a couple of days. Aww. And he's got to wear them all the time. So I'm just going to be like, who's this little Stuart Little who's walking around?
No, he is so cute, though. He is going to pull glasses off, mate. Like, I can't wait to see him. Yes!
I hope so.
He's going to look great, so smart and super cute. Like, don't panic about that, man. But as a mother, that must be dead scary.
Do you know what? It was really silly because there's so many children wear glasses. Like, he's got little mates who've had glasses for years. But you just want your kids to be perfect. You don't want anything to be wrong with them. Yeah. So I'm not going to lie, when we found out that the whole day I was like really off and I was really sad, I had a little cry, like daft, because he's absolutely fine. Mm. It's just glasses. Yeah. But it's just that I've never had glasses, so I'm not a glasses wearer. And I don't know why I was just like, I was a bit sad. But this is times when Instagram is really lovely because I put something on and I got thousands of comments of people, of like mothers and fathers whose kids wear glasses. And they're like, it is a shock at first, but they're absolutely fine. And apparently they're buzzing to wear them because they can see. So it's like...
It's always nice.
Yeah, it's always nice to be able to see out of both eyes. Take that for granted myself. So apparently you don't have to ever battle with them to wear them because they're like, Mummy, I can bloody see. So it'll be great. Aww. I know.
You say that. You say social media is this like a lovely place and it's incredibly supportive at times. And I totally agree with you and echo those sentiments. But like, I have a conflicting relationship with it, and I'm sure you'll agree. Like, sometimes you can put up a post and it can just be so well received, and you've proper bared your soul, you've put yourself out there, and people are so lovely, and you think, yes, this is what social media should be used for, like a community to make you feel like you're not alone and build you up and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
And other times you can put up something so seemingly innocent and just have... just be ripped apart, and then I don't get it. And I think I can take criticism about myself quite well. Like, I've had to learn. It's 10 years I'm going in this industry, mate. Yeah. But if someone, if I haven't got a kid, but if someone was to criticize how I was raising my child, I think I'd be punching throats. I think I'd be punching throats. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I have this argument with myself all the time, because luckily I don't really get much about my mothering skills.
Right.
Thankfully. Because I don't really think, obviously Robin's on there, and I do some things where it's like a bit of a mammy Instagrammer, but I don't think I sell myself as like the perfect mother, if that makes sense. So I think I'm quite okay in that, so people can't really tear us down, because I'm not really putting myself out as like
mother
dearest, you know? Yeah, but if anyone was to dare say anything, I can't imagine what my reply would be. I don't know. I really don't know. But yeah, social media is a funny one, isn't it? Like, it's got such good points, and I really love being on there. But then you get some of the stuff that people say. Yeah. I'm like, what? How is that benefiting your life?
Yeah.
Like, the weirdest one, this is the ones that, like, somebody could say to me, Rosie, can't stand you. You're an absolute clip, blah, blah, blah. And I'd go, that's a bit hurtful, but that's all right. These are the ones that get me, right? Uh-huh. I put something up of I've got like a dressing room upstairs, and it's just got blinds like vertical blinds on the window. Somebody messaged saying, why have you just got blinds? Why don't you have curtains? I've got curtains. They look much better with blinds. You know, and you're like,
what is wrong with you?
Go away. Why have you felt the need to tell me to get some curtains? Like, that's what bugs me. That's the ones that keep me awake at night. Why did that deaf lass message me telling me that I need curtains like her?
Can we just ask, was it Lawrence Llewellyn Bolan who messaged you this?
I mean, I wish. Maybe I would have listened. If it had been there, I'd be like, right, okay, fair enough. Like, you know better than me. No. Just some random person and they are the ones, the passive aggressive, I know better than you. Those are the ones that get me more than the just... don't like you. That's fine. Like, if you don't like us, not everybody likes everybody, and that's absolutely fine. But it's just a strange world, isn't it?
I just like, for me, when it comes to social media, and I know we're super getting off topic because I want to talk about what an amazing mammy you are, but I'll just get this off my chest. I don't understand is how worked up do you have to be to leave a negative message under someone's page that you just don't know?
Yeah,
like, you just don't know this person. You don't know the type of day they've had. You don't know the upbringing they had. And fair enough, it may look like they're living a pretty charmed life, or they may look great in this one particular picture, but you don't know what it took to get them there. Yeah. I just don't understand it. So as I've got older, I've tried to think, there's probably a lot going on behind the scenes with that person who's wrote that.
No, that's what I do as well. I very much think you've got a lot more going on with you.
Yeah.
And Chris has been really good with me, because I'm a bit of a... I'm very positive, and I love life and that, but I can be a bit of a terrier sometimes. When he used to get it, before I was kind of in the public eye, I used to be like, really bad. But he's taught me to just be like, just ignore it.
Yeah.
Just don't give them the satisfaction. Yeah. Just ignore them. It's not worth it. It's, you know, it's just going to break. If you start an argument with a stranger on social media, it doesn't make you feel better. It makes you feel worse.
Always. You always feel worse. You never walk away going, I showed him. You walk away feeling like, you arsehole, Vicky. Like, why did you do that?
Yeah.
Honestly, mate, it's...
I do the opposite. I can... Someone can say something really awful to me, and I'll reply back something really cocky, and I think, yeah. But then 20 minutes later, I think, what if they are really depressed, and what if they are really down, and I've just totally... I've been
you
really
spiral.
Horrible. So then I go back and I delete it, and I think, you know what? Don't do it. So, it's a minefield. It can be a minefield, but the other day when I put that on about the Burns glasses and I got so many lovely things, I was like, do you know what? There's more lovely, nice people who follow us on social media than there is arseholes. So I think to be there for the lovely, nice people and to interact with them, that's what keeps me on there.
There's more good than there is bad, and that's how it should be.
Exactly.
Especially like, because you are putting out fun, nice content and you are normal and you are down to earth. It's not like you're on like private jets every week, like in a bikini, like fuck all you.
I wish I was, not going to lie, but yeah.
We all
not
do.
Not going to
Although,
go on. No, is it not part of you that wishes you could be a bit like that though? Just like, yeah, sod it, whatever. But I just can't. Like, I can't do that.
I think for me, obviously, I lived my 20s in the public eye essentially, and I wasn't always the person I am now. So I've quite frankly been an arsehole on social media and like received all of the backlash for that, quite rightly, and grown up into the person I am now, who I hope is less of an arsehole. So I've done the knobby private jet pics and the bikinis and
but that's just hard because you were a kid. Like, if I look back to when I was 23, I am a completely different person. Just everything about us. And I'm so glad that I didn't have social media when I was 18.
Oh god, like, honestly, so you and me both, like, I'm so pleased I didn't have to deal with the pressures that these like 15-16 year old girls are dealing with now, like,
and the way to look, everything, just it's a sad world. Like, for the youngers.
I was bombing about with Maybelline, Matte Mousse, Shade Caramel, definitely four shades too dark for my English rose complexion, with like blue eyeshadow. I was ironing me hair. I was wearing belly tops when I had no business to. Like, it was just like, what? Like, that was my childhood and I fucking loved it. Like, drinking WKDs, I wouldn't change it. But I look at them all now, like, desperately sort of scrambling for this unachievable image of perfection that they say on social media, and my heart breaks. Mm-hmm. Is that scary as a parent?
Yeah. Social media terrifies me. Especially because of Chris and I being in the public eye, I always just think about Robin and like what he's going to do and how he's going to react to stuff. And I don't know, I've got a theory that by the time Robin's older, it might not be around as much. It might have kind of done a massive U-turn and be a bit uncool. I really don't know, but I've got a feeling it's here to stay. But I think the thing with having kids on social media is just talking to them and just saying like, look, it's very much someone's showreel. It's the best part of their lives. But as well, I think as well, on the flip side, there is a lot of really amazing accounts of, especially like, there's some young girls who I follow who are like really inspiring and show like the other sides of having this lovely life. So I think that's really important to follow, you know, a bit of everything. It's nice to see all the perfect, lovely stuff, but it's also nice to see the not so perfect stuff. So I do that as well.
Yeah, I do think it's lovely though that like people like yourself, people like Chessie King, like
Chessie's
amazing great. Women who are almost bucking the trend of this like heavily filtered, heavily edited life, and saying like, actually, it's much better for everyone's mental health if we're honest and organic across social media and we're sure we're so-called imperfections, which if I'm honest, just I think make we even more beautiful.
I do. I really do. I think it makes someone more an actual person. Do you know what I mean? I love it. I love seeing all that. Those are the people I love following the best.
The feel good accounts, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yours is
make
a feel good.
Make you feel less shit.
Yours is a feel
about
good
yourself.
Account.
Yeah. So is yours. You show a good mix of everything though. You show your just getting up looking like a bag of shit. But then you also show you like made up lovely for a night out. Do you know what I mean? Like it's a good mix of both, because we can all dress up and look lovely, but we all look like shit in the morning. So it's just, it's getting that balance, you know? And I think it's good to see a bit of both. I think it's really healthy. Yeah, definitely.
I agree.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
I'm going to get back to talking about your family before I let you go, Lizzie, because I know I've kept you ages. So you and Chris have got Robin, who is five. Is there any plans for any more little tiny feet?
I would love another one. Yeah, absolutely. Like, I think we're ready as well for another one. So it's in the plans going forward. So
it's
we'll see.
It's in the pipeline.
It's in the pipeline. Yes.
Have you been doing loads of shagging in lockdown?
No, I wish the opposite. No. who is doing loads of shagging in lockdown?
Weirdos.
Are you though? Because you haven't got any kids around, so but are you not? No.
Nah. Good. Honestly, mate, feel better. Don't even worry about it. Like, I can't imagine lockdown with a 5-year-old. I think it must be super
hell. Hell on earth. It's been disgusting. Like, just these people who are like, just loving spending all this time together. No. This was the year. He was meant to be at nursery every day. He's meant to be starting school in September. And if that doesn't go ahead, then I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to go. I'm going to go and live on a little island by myself. If he doesn't go back to school full time in September, no way. I've been waiting for this year for his whole life. Like, I'm done. I'm so done. But I love him. But I really love him, and he's lovely. But he's great.
He's great.
He's just hard work. And he's bored. He's bored shitless.
Oh, we all
kids
are.
At the minute being inside. You know, nothing's open. Like, there's only so many times you can take him looking for crabs at rock pools. Do you know what I mean? Like, bless him. The other day, something that used to be so fun. Yeah. We were like on a weekend. We go, oh, let's go for a forest walk. Like, yeah. Now he's like, Mummy, I don't want to go to the forest again. I'm like, Robin, there's nowhere else to go. I'm sorry, there's nowhere else to go.
You fucking look at them trees, son.
Yeah, well, you'll enjoy. Go for a plodge in the stream, for God's sake. Again.
Listen, you've got your spectacles now. You can see everything. You can enjoy it.
The world's beautiful.
Open your eyes. All jokes aside, it can't be easy, and I do think you look like you're doing an amazing job. Robin is always smiling. He's always happy. I think you and Chris are great parents.
Thank you. He's a good kid. He is.
I don't know what that means coming from me, like the world's most notorious bachelorette or barren woman, whatever you want to call me.
Oh, don't, Vicky. You were lush with Robin when he was just one. Do you not remember?
Yeah, I do.
You loved a bit of you. He was cute.
Stop it. You're making me heart melt. He's so lush. Rosie, I don't want to change, like, because we've been having so much fun, but I think one of the things I love so much about you, and I don't want to finish this podcast without talking about it, is how transparent and genuinely honest you are, even with the things that are slightly hard in your life. And that's admirable. Is that admirable? It's not easy for me to say, but
admirable. Yeah, I think, no, you got it right.
Admirable. A couple of years ago, I remember bumping into you in an airport. Do you remember?
Yes.
And you were dead excited telling us that you were expecting a baby. And of course, things didn't work out, did they?
No, didn't. Had a miscarriage I found out at the 12-week scan. Yeah. So I'd actually lost the baby. It's called a blighted ovum, which is a missed miscarriage. Right. And the baby passed away, I think, at about 7 or 8 weeks. Right. But I still had the pregnancy sac inside. Oh, so my body still thought I was pregnant, but there was no baby there. Oh. And honestly, I don't want to sound dramatic, but one of the worst things that's ever happened in my life. No, like,
it's not dramatic.
No, it's just you hear about women, especially when you get to a certain age. When I was in my 20s, people weren't really trying, like my friends and family weren't really trying for babies. But when you're in your 30s, when you get that little bit older, you hear about miscarriages all the time. And before I'd had mine, I used to hear about them and I'd think, oh, that's really horrible. Yeah. But then you just crack on. You wouldn't think about it again. But honestly, when it happens to you, it's hot. It's really awful. And it's like, you as soon as you find out you're pregnant, you think up this whole baby's life. Like it's happening to you. And even a miscarriage at like 4 weeks can just be devastating because it's a long time. Yeah. You know what I mean? Even a week is a long time for your thoughts to run away with you think up this baby's life. And so it's just really, it's hard. And I was really active on social media at the time, and I wasn't on for a week, and everyone was like, are you okay? You know how you get the messages like when you haven't been on, like, are you all right?
Yeah.
me and Chris chatted about it, and I was like, I think I'm just gonna tell people, because I'm like that anyway.
Yeah,
I'm very hard on my sleeve. Like, I don't really have many like secrets as such. I'm very like, oh, this has happened, and isn't this blah blah blah.
It's why I love you, Rosie. It is. It's why
oh, bless you. Oh gosh, thank you. But I just thought, yeah, I'm gonna tell people, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. It happens 1 in 4 women, and the response we got was massive, and it. Loads of people were telling me about their experiences, and it really helped. It was a bit like, it was like, selfishly for me, it was a bit like therapy.
Yeah.
Hearing about all these other people who've gone through it, and I was like, right, okay, they've gone through it. And then hearing people were like, I've got another child after mine. And so it was quite positive, and it really helped us personally. So it was good in that way.
Oh, mate. Mm. Like, I was talking about it this morning before I spoke to you, and I welled up just thinking about it, mate. Like,
oh, bless you.
I can't imagine what you must have gone through, and to have the courage as well to talk about it after and to share your experiences, to give other people hope, and almost, I think, almost build like an online support group, like a community through Instagram.
That's what it was like.
Yeah.
And then that's the lovely part of Instagram as well, because what was happening in my comments was other people were chatting to other like strangers online and talking together about it. And I got messages. I was on my phone for like days after, because I was just in bed because I'd been in hospital and stuff. And there was people who hadn't told a soul, like them and their partner, they hadn't told, not even their parents. And they were like, I'm really struggling with it. And I just, don't get me wrong, everyone's different, and some people don't like to tell people. But my thing was, how do people go to work when it's happened? Because I couldn't imagine having to go back to not telling anyone and going back to full-time work. Like,
and everyone expecting you to be like your normal bubbly self.
Yeah, whereas you've gone through this really awful thing. So I think just to normalise it a little bit, and for people to go, you know what, it happens to everybody.
Yeah.
And Chris got loads of messages from men, like comedians, musicians, loads of people who were like, the same thing happened to us. And Chris was like, I had no idea. Like, they've worked on stuff together.
Yeah.
And he's like, I had no idea, mate. And he's like, yeah, like, we didn't really say anything. And it's funny because people were actually messaging him going like, it's meant that you have. Like, it's really good that other people can see that it's not just happening to, like, to them. Yeah. I know that sounds really strange, but...
No.
Hopefully, if we did manage to help a couple of people, then that it's all worth it, you know. Oh,
don't downplay it. Like, you've absolutely opened a dialogue, something that, like you say, some people are ashamed or scared to talk about. And I think it's cathartic for a lot of people to talk about it.
I hope so.
Hats off to you for doing that when you were hurting.
Thank you.
And just for what it's worth, like, when it does happen, like, I know you'll be brilliant.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It will. It will. It'll happen. It's the time. We've waited. It's been like 2 years now.
Yeah.
Because when it happened, it was that thing of, it was very much like, right, it's happened.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, I'm going to concentrate career-wise, you know, because as women, we love to think we can do it all, but sometimes you can't do everything. And I was like, right, I'm going to concentrate career-wise. But now I feel like we've got into a nice little rhythm, and I'm like, right, need another one. So
you'd
now
it is the right time, which it's actually right time. Brings me lovely onto our last question. So the topic of this podcast is, of course, Vicky Patterson, The Secret Too. And I try to get lovely people on who I admire, who I think, God, they've navigated that really well, and who I can actually learn from, because I reckon if I'm learning, then the people listening are learning. But when it came to you, like, I struggled because I just thought, shit, she does quite a lot very well.
Do I didn't have that, like.
Do I have a talk about The Secret Too, like,
seeing the funny side of everything because I love how you're so lighthearted? Or do I do like the secret to like working with your partner? Because Jesus Christ, that can't be easy. Mm-hmm. But I kind of settled on, when I was thinking about all these amazing things, the secret to doing it all. Like, Rosie, you can downplay it all you want, mate, but you're a busy fucking woman and you're powerful and I like it. You're married, yes. you're a mother, you're a podcaster, an influencer, a TikToker, a published author. And yet you do it all with this big smile on your face, like so positive. Like, what is the secret to juggling everything? Juggling it all?
I would say, I think one of the big things I've had to learn in later life, and especially since I've become a mother, yeah, is learning to say no to things,
right,
which I always found so hard.
Yeah.
And especially in this business, when you get an opportunity, you think, well, I need to do that, yeah, and I need to do that. But it's really hard. It's hard to do everything. And I think you need to, what I've learned is that you can't do everything. What's meant to be will be. I'm a massive believer in positive thinking. I've read The Secret like loads.
Go on.
I know it's ridiculous, but no, it keeps us going. And so I'm just like, if I don't do that at this time, it's not meant to be, yeah, and something else will come up and all that kind of stuff. And another thing which I've got so much better at is accepting help from other people.
Right.
Which is, when I first had Robin, Chris went back on tour after 10 days. So Robin was 10 days old.
He wanted to throttle him.
Oh, mate, I was raging. I was like, oh, my God. I had a massive cesarean scar. I was bloody practically bedbound. But I was like, right, I need to crack on. And then I didn't accept enough help. I tried to do everything. And it could have went better. So moving forward, I accept a lot more help, and that's from anyone really, not even childcare wise. It's just in life, like, don't be scared to ask if you don't know, ask a question. Yeah. That's one thing I've had to learn, because I used to pretend sometimes in meetings. I'd be like, this is every job I've had. I'd be like, yeah, I know what to do there.
Yeah, I can get you the weenus report, no problem.
Yeah, yeah, I'm on it. I've got it. Didn't have a clue. So it's took us years and years and years to be able to go, I don't understand that. How can I do that? And it sounds silly, but it's got us a lot further than what not asking questions did.
No, they are brilliant, Rosie. Like,
oh,
I think that's honestly, it is a learning curve when you get older. Like, we don't know it all. We do think we do in our 20s, but we do in our 30s. I think we sort of realise, like, oh, hang on, like, well, Mum probably does know best, and so and so might have the answers to something. So yeah, a little bit of humility goes a long way.
Aww, I agree,
mate. Thank you so much. What a
You're
pleasure.
You're welcome. This has been lovely. You've made my day. I'm going to have a lovely little day of the day.
Oh, me too, right back at you. Honestly, you're a fucking breath of fresh air. I absolutely love you and Chris.
You too, babe. You too.
Good. Well, get yourself away and have a lovely day and keep smashing it, mate.
Thank you, darling. Take care, okay?
Thank you.
I'll speak to you later.
Bye. Well, guys, that is it for another week of Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. I hope you all enjoyed it as much as I did. If you are loving the series, then please subscribe, leave a review, tell your pals about it. Do all of the podcasty things. We've recently just added an email address because I want to hear from you. Like, have you, when you've been listening, has anything particularly resonated? Do you have anything you want to share? Anything you want to tell us? You're at Vicky Patterson The Secret 2, we're all ears. So if you do want to send anything in, the address is vickypattersonpodcast@gmail.com, and we look forward to hearing from you. Bye, everybody. I hope you have a great week.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.